What page is over the other?
All the way to the end, right? So
just make sure.
So it should be about.
Good, okay. Good. Just go. Okay. To thank Rabbi Nachmani and the Mishpacha, Chaburis Yosef El Tzadik, and the Ilui Nishmas, Rabbi's father, Rabbi Noam Ben Chaim, and Nisham Shavar Aliyah, and also to thank the parents of Shon, Ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Daib and Rabbi Shimon, Nisham Shavar Aliyah, Shalom Yisimcha, Nachas, and Drachim. We're on Shinpei Beis in this Maimer from the Sefer Shar Hanun from the author of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Where Rav Schwartz is explaining the chiddush of the milchama that we're in. There's a milchama that's on the physical battlefield. And the milchama on the physical battlefield is a reflection of the milchama that's taking place in Pnimius before Mashiach comes. And we were talking about the different bechinas of this last milchama, preparing us for the Shar Hanun in Kedusha, Mashiach Sekeinu, and our encounter with Ein Sof. So, in the world of Tumah, we're now facing this new face of the enemy. It's very deeply connected, as we spoke about 2 weeks ago, to the Yontif of Purim, to the Milchama of Purim, Amalek. So we're on the bottom of, in the middle of page Shinpei Beis, Oymek HaMilchama B'dor Didan. And whatever challenges we're having, the kids, the children, and the grandchildren, it's Mayasa ben Velechta. This is the Milchama now. So the last thing we were talking about last week was the unbelievable koch of Himashchut. That's Ein Sof. Himashchut means this pull, this draw, this attraction, this addictive, magnetic excitement that surrounds the technology these days, and particularly Rav Schwartz wrote this in response to his galus of artificial intelligence, which since we started, so different chevre have been explaining to me more what this is about, and the more I hear, the clearer this becomes and the scarier it becomes. So how do you fight against this? That's the question. That's the end of this maimer, the most important part of the maimer. Once we've identified what this is and the koach of Ein Sof, there's a tam, a me'ein, something that's infinite that has been revealed before Mashiach comes. So in that world of Shar HaNun and the Nun of Tumah, so what's the tikkun? What's our fight against it? We spoke many times over the years, about Tisha B'Av time, that Rabbi Nachman Susilin, who spoke about kinos as having the same letters as tikkun, right? Kinos, the kinos that we say, Tisha B'Av has the same letters as the word tikkun. The difference is that the nun in kinos is bent, and the tikkun, the end of nun, the final nun, is long. So Mitchum will come and we'll talk about the difference between the bent nun, the nun zakufa, and the nun kufa. Zakufa and kufa, the bent kufa and the zakufa and the straight nun. And Mashiach is called Mashiach is nun. Lifnei shemesh yinon shemo. Whoever learned Likud Moran, the first Torah, you know that the meaning of Mashiach is very deeply connected to the letter nun. Lifnei yinon. One of the names of Mashiach is yud nun vav, a bent nun, and then an end nun. One of the names of Mashiach is Yinun. And it's the Shar HaNun. And the Inyan of Mashiach is the Tikkun, is the Kinas of Golas. So the kinos that are now being said in Jewish homes are probably are more over the churban that's taking place in the lives of the children and the grandchildren, and marriages and adults, through this snake, through the nachash, which is the serpent of the word kinos. And the way to fight that is with the nun of kedusha. It's the only way you could fight that is with the nun of kedusha. So therechen hakoach hayochid shami keneged osakosh shel himashkus or rak koach himashkus acha baris baruch. The only choice we have now, what we need to offer our children and our grandchildren and to be mischazik ourselves, is with the koach hayimashkus acha baris, to enter into the magnetic field of Dveikus Bashem. If you're standing on the side and you're in a person's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu these days is not in a way of Dveikus and Himashchus, so then it's almost impossible for them not to get sucked into that magnetic field of the Shar Nun of Tumah. Hurak Korch Himashchus Acha Abaris Baruch Shmo B'Himashchus Sh'ilu Malim Itam B'daz. Adloyoda. The only way that a person can overcome the nun of tumah is with the nun of kedusha, and the nun of kedusha means where a person's avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addictive, is passionate, is addictive, and it's in such a way that's lamala mitam vedas. It's lamala mitam vedas. Koach habitul mesiras nefesh. Lamala mitam vedas means that it's not something which can be explained rationally. He reaches a place within himself that transcends the koach of das, which is pur, which is ad l'yoda. Because b'derech ha-seichel, that's why parents, everybody's trying to find all kinds of sichlis dikir ways to fight against the technology and with their kids and to talk to them and things to do. But it's not a matter of seichel. Everybody knows that you can't win with this. You can't win with seichel. You can't win. Seichel is not as strong as this. This comes from a place that's higher than Bina, for sure higher than Bina. Chachma, it's the need of Chachma. Chachma, Keser, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about Bina and Das. We're talking about something higher. And all of the arguments that you could have with the kids, and all of the seichel that you and I have to know how so much of this is dangerous and is harmful, is not working. We see that it's not working. The seichel doesn't work when it comes to this, because this is higher than seichel. This is from the world of Amalek, this is the world of Haman. It's higher than seichel. It's not an Indian of seichel. It transcends seichel. And the only way to fight against something that's higher than seichel is with a koch that's higher than seichel, which is the koch of bittel, and mesiras nefesh, and ad l'yada. To be drunk with a kadosh baruch. That's the only way that it works. That's the only thing that could work. Kol hashitas shemanasim lifol im kol minei tzura shachabainis. All the different shitas, by religious people, by non-religious people, Jews and non-Jews, are trying to figure out shitas and mahalchim of how to contend with what's happening in that world of technology, especially with this artificial intelligence. They're just beginning to see where this is going. Shitas psychologias, all kinds of psychological shitas. The aces, maisias, and practical aces. Kamuvan, Rav Schwartz writes, certainly, zeichol haktin esei himashkus. It certainly can, all of those things, whatever we could find, whatever we could use, all of those things are important, and it could somehow, on some level, it could make the drua, it could a little bit less, it can make things a little bit, perhaps, more manageable from time to time. And anything that a person can do to make it less, the reward of all those people who are trying to help with these issues, the reward is something which, of course, is being saved for them in Olam Haba. It's a great reward for anybody who's trying to help with these matters. Three times he gave it klal. But it's not a solution. The filters and all the other shitas that they're working on to try to help with this cannot solve the problem at all. Hadover hayachid she'omed ba'ofen ha'sholem mul osa kli hu ha'gilui b'mamake ha'nefesh sheba me'or ha'yichida she'benefesh. Shemakira is amitas or ein sof. So here we're coming together, the shiurim on Tuesday night of the Shar Hagan, we're talking about the avoda mesiris nefesh, and that part of ourselves that's called yichida she'benefesh. It's higher than, it's something which even transcends the guf. It's higher than nefesh ruach and even the shama, and even the koch of chaya is the koch of yichida she'benefesh, which is the nekud of mesiris nefesh, which is why we're seeing this now. We're seeing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us in Eretz Yisrael, and Jews all around the world are for the first time thinking on a level that's higher than what is logical and rational. And they're facing the enemy again, where you see the snake, where you're seeing Amalek, that the hatred for Jews is something which is not seichel. It's not seichel. And therefore, Davka, from the places where they're supposed to be depositories for sichlius, where people always thought are places where the brightest and most intelligent are being educated, that Davka, from those, it's not anymore, everybody was always saying, these are all the Sunni Israel, you know, they're neo-Nazis, they're all the white trash, and from the right, you know, from the these Mishagoyim, these, you know, they're all the people that were marching at the White House in January. I don't remember the date was, but back in January, a few years ago, January 16th, so that, 6th? So that 16th was okay already. But by the 6th, it was bad. So January 6th was a crazy thing. But that, those are the anti-Semites. The skinheads are the anti-Semites. The idiots, the uneducated. The same. They said the same thing in Poland and in Germany. It's the idiots and the uneducated. And then all of a sudden, midgala, that it became very, very clear that it's not a din in Davke. Those are also anti-Semites, but it's not a din in the peasants. It's not a din in the Cossacks. It's a din in Harvard, Columbia, and the rest of the chevra. It's a din in the highest echelons of left-wing American, democratic, English. England is crazy, altogether crazy. There's a friend of mine that's been living there for many years, and he sent me, before Shabbos, he was sending me some things that are going on. It's absolutely crazy. The chevra there in England are like looking to get out. They want to leave. People are all over the place. They want to get out. It's totally crazy. And it's coming from the parliament. It's coming from Cambridge, from Oxford, from places of das, not das of kedusha, but das, places of intelligence, from the intellectuals. Just like it was in Germany and Austria, the same place. And those were the places of learning that the Jews were trusting that. Over there, at least they understand that this is crazy. That you know, we don't have blood in our masses, you know. And these are all things that are happening now again. It's all being revealed again. That the milchama is a milchama against a koach that is chamishim amais. It's the tree of Haman HaRasha. It's a koach of Amalek, of the snake, of the Nachash before Mashiach. That's davke from the places of Das, and the only way to fight against that is Adliyada. So it's not, if I think it's just a couple of crazy guys running around in kafirs, you know, and some Yemenites over there running around. It's coming from the highest high. It unleashed, it revealed. The ones that carry out what the West wants, those are the schleppers. But the shmatas, but that's not where it's coming from. The shorish of it is coming from the highest place and the biggest intellectuals, and that's where it's coming from. And you can't fight against that with seichel, because so the Jews are very smart people. So they're making a million clips, and they're making all kinds of things and everything to try to explain hasbara. Right, to try to explain. And the main problem is that we don't have enough koch of hasbara. That is, we don't have enough people for PR, and the Jews have to explain. So we thought, you have to explain the difference between Hamas, between Haman, and between Achaya, Lahavdil, between Haman and between Arham and Baruch Mardukhai. You have to explain that? But that's why there's no explanation that could work. So we're very smart people, so we figure, you'll explain to the Olam that this is Hamas are a bunch of murderers, and that they're rapists, and that they cut off heads of children, and this is what they do, and they take old people. That's who they are. And then that's Arham, and there's Baruch Mardukhai. Anybody that looks at this with seichel sees that there's an Arahaman and there's a Baruch Mardukhai. But it doesn't seem to be working. So it's ad leodek, because it's not a parish of Das. We're not in the world of Das. And until now, everybody thought it's Das. So we had that time after the war. We hear it in America and a little bit in Europe, not like in America, but in America, everything, the Jews, Islamish, Hollywood. My wife is saying over to me that there's some Jew that got up in front by the Academy Awards, some Yid. Yeah. And she told me what happened. She said, maybe he didn't mean that. I don't know who this guy is. He made a movie about the Holocaust, mm-hmm. and then he went in front of the lowest people, the biggest anti-Semites. He went and said such a thing. And then the senator from New York, I remember when he was going around like a shikyingle to high schools to speak at graduations, and he always said, I come from Alexander Hasidim. Mm-hmm. Alexander Hasidim, my name is Shomer Yisrael. I'm the Shomer Yisrael. Every time he came to that, he gave the same talk. He's the Shomer Yisrael. And this Jew gets up and he's telling in Eretz Yisrael how they should run the Medina and what the army needs to do, and how he's telling the Shomer Yisrael. He's the Shomer Yisrael. If it would be a bush if any Jewish place ever invites him again, and everybody's always bowing down and kissing. It's hard to say strong words about a Jew, but to see Jews that are... And they always begin by saying, as a Jew... and there was an article that was written in the last month's Commentary magazine on this whole sugya of how of these Jews that begin by always saying, as a Jew... As a Jew. In other words, I have the inside scoop because I'm a Jew. So therefore, I know how bad the Jews are because I'm a Jew. You're talk a bit. But as far as the rest of the Chevra is concerned, we're fine. But this is what's going on. It's complete loss of Das. And everybody's saying, how could this be? How could this be? I have one of my kids. She walks around the whole day saying, I can't believe it. I say, stop watching all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And she watches again something. She says, how could it be? It's crazy. This is crazy. And he said, but everybody understands it. This is not true. It's not true. So no women were abused in Gaza. It didn't happen. Why? Because they didn't interview any of the women that were, or they didn't see it happen, or they don't have, I don't know, whatever they're saying, all these svaras. And the svaras are coming from the media and from the universities and so on. So you see that in the world of Tumah, there's such a thing as yichida, there's such a thing as the Shar HaNun of Tumah, it's not Seichel. So how do you fight against that? So the war that's taking place, this is the connection between the two, the war in Ruchnius and the war in Gashmius. Because the war in Gashmius is a war where Jews are being brought to a place of Mesiris Nefesh, which is bringing Am Yisrael, and there are Jews who never thought ever about that they were Jewish. And there's all these things are being written now by these liberal Jews who always believed, these liberal Jews that always believed that the left are their friends, and that because they've always been supporting all these causes of the left, and then October 7th, before the bodies were even buried, the ones that have a zayich for a kvur, before they were even buried. So all the people that the liberal Jews thought are going to be are their biggest friends turned out to be their biggest enemies. So Adler had been Arham Baruch Mordechai. The whole thing is Purim. Then Arham Baruch Mordechai. And the two people that are now going to be running for president again, it's all Purim. No, the whole thing is, it's so not Das. It's not Seichel. How could it even be that there's a president of the most powerful country on earth? That's an ish bli das. Bli das. Undas. Without any das. you look at him and you listen to what he's saying, and you say, did I miss something here? As the President of the United States? It's without das. And it's a koyach of the nochash of something that's never been in the world before. It's such a thing. So the only way to fight against that koyach of the Shaar HaNun is with the Mesivus Nefesh. And here it's very scary because Yishmael, the Yishmaelim have this bechina in Tuma of Mesivus Nefesh in a crazy way. And this began already years ago, the suicide bomb. This began crazy. They have a crazy Indian like that of it abdut, of suicide, but from a place of tumah, an Indian of mysterious nefesh, a place of tumah. Is Adov Hayochid Shomid Bofen Hashal Mul Oisa Klihu Hagili B'Mamake HaNefesh Shabo Meor HaYichidah Shebenefesh. The only way in Ruchnias to fight against this tumah is to come into that place, to enter into that place of the Or of Yichidah Shebenefesh. Shemakiris Amitas Or Ein Sof, the part of a Jew that recognizes the infinite light of God. It's not a matter of seichel. Because the seichel, there are a million arguments. One of the chevra was telling me yesterday that, there was somebody who was there by October 7th. And they were asking, so you saw these things, you went through these things, so how did it affect your religion? You know, you became a Baal Tshuva? So he said, I didn't become yet, he said, that's what I was told, a Baal Tshuva. Aval ani ma'amin b'koach ha'tfilah. That's where I am right now. You hear this? I believe in the koach of davening. Ani ma'amin b'koach ha'tfilah. This guy was a keneged mamish, one of these Israelis, you know, against everything in Yiddishkeit. And ani ma'amin b'koach ha'tfilah. B'koach ha'tfilah, tfilah is something which is not das. The holy need of davening is something which is from a higher place. Shemakiris ha'mitas or ein sof. Hashem is bringing Am Yisrael to this place of Yechidah Shebenefesh. It's going on all over the place. That's the only koach of Zelu Umazah, to fight against the Yishmaelim and to fight against the West. By the Yishmaelim, it's an Indian of Mesirus Nefesh for what they believe in and for all that's irrational. And by the West, it's more of a sophisticated manifestation of this koach of the nachash of the snake. It's irrational also, but it's just, most of it, they don't like to get their hands with blood. They like to send the Arabs to do that. But it's all the West and the East coming together, which is what all Chazal spoke about thousands of years ago. It's going to be at the end of time. As long as a person is not working on, is not in the avoda of connecting to the deeper part of his ruchnius of Or Ein Sof of Yichidah Shebenefesh, Hayu Shenimsa B'Sakana Nara Lihimashech Acher Hadavar. They're in tremendous danger of being drawn into this vacuum of the Shaar HaNun. He's speaking about with the technology. Kamuvan Gidrei HaSakana Hein L'Kol Echad L'Fi Madrigosa. Obviously, the danger for each person in that world depends upon the madreig of the person. Ramat hasikun shebesaychud himself, whatever that level that he's in or on. Aval amanas lehi notzel beofen hapnimi mekar shel himashkus acharkli. But if we're talking about in a pnimistika, sustained and real, deep way, to be able to overcome this addiction, this attraction of the kli, of this koach, of the Shaar HaNun, it's only hugilui mamake haneshama shabadam. It's what all the swarm talk about. Gilui mamake haneshama shabadam. That's the weapon against the Shaar HaNun. Shesham nigla laadam or ein sof baruchu. In that place, there's the gilui of the or ein sof baruchu, or sholem shleis baruch shemo. The light, the or Shalom Shalai is Baruch Shema, the light of a Kabbalah, the full light of a Kaddish Baruch, or Shalom. And the whole Inyan Hamalik is Kiyad al Keiska, Zain Hashem Shalom, that the name of Hashem is broken up, Kiyad al Keiska, Melchama Lashem, Ba'amalik, Midor Dor, everything that's happening. The whole Inyan of Hamalik is in Gashmias, what's happening in Eretz Yisrael and the anti-Semitism around the world, and in Ruchnias, with this koach of me'ain, the ain sof, in technology. This was left up to us, the last generation, to contend with. And the only way to rise above this is with the or ain sof baruch hu, or shalom shalei is baruch shemai. Shua koach hayochid, Shegover al koach hakli ba'ofen hashalim, which is the only koach that can be mezgaber ba'ofen hashalim. Therefore, you see that even in the world of in the secular world, where there was a gilui, it began some time ago. But the way that it's being used in modern times are the 12 steps. I'm sure that many of you have heard of, familiar with it. Those who are therapists for sure, but even others know about the 12 steps. So. And that, which I spent time studying, because I have many of my students that, over the years, that were helped by the 12 steps. They're doing they do very wonderful work. But, and there are people who are now working on that it should be with the Svar Makadoshim. But the ikker of the whole malacha of 12 steps is belief in what? A higher power. It's the same thing. It was at the end of the day, what the professionals that are basic in that, what they're saying is that if there isn't a higher power, the power that is human-made power is not able to fight against a koach that's ein, a koach of ein sof. Therefore, for a person who's addicted, whatever that addiction is, unless he's able to connect to a higher power, he can't do it. And therefore, the whole 12 steps is revolving around the higher power, which they're careful not to use the word, God, because they want it to be for people, for everybody, people that don't believe in God. But a higher power, I don't know what that means for a person who doesn't believe in God, but a higher power. Because there is an understanding that this koach of addiction, whatever that addiction may be, is something which is higher than the seichel. Because seichel, the person knows, like we spoke about last week, seichel, the person knows with das, he knows that this stuff is killing him. He knows that his life is falling apart. And he's a smart person. I tell him, what's the matter? You're not about seichel. The guy says, you're the smartest guy in our class. You graduated with the highest honors in our college. And your life is being destroyed by gambling, by drinking, but whatever it is, your life is being destroyed. You don't understand that this is bad. He understands 1,000% that it's bad. So if you understand, then don't do it. No. Only koach. I don't have koach. So they understand that unless the person connects to a higher koach, he can't get himself out. And that means bittel. It means that everything the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was talking about is bittel. That's all the Baruch was talking about is the new bittel. A person's afraid. He's afraid by COVID. The guy's terrified. And people were being buried by that fear. Buried by that fear. You saw what we saw. You watched that time we lived through. And it all was happening at the same time. The war in the COVID, the war in Eretz. So this one tekufa, just because there was a little bit in between COVID, a little bit of a break in the war. It's all the same. It's the same tekufa. We're in this tekufa of the Sha'aron Nun. And you see the pachet that people felt by COVID, the pachet, the fear of death, the fear. How do you overcome fear? How do you overcome fear? So good. Ha'ikir lo lefachet klal. How do you overcome fear? The only way to overcome fear is not, you could take some pills and it'll help you calm down a little bit. You make a l'chaim so you feel a little bit better for a half hour. But to overcome the melchama with fear is bittel. So, ein shum devarcha. It's going to a higher power. Ani biyadcha. So his one of my einichlachas was very, very nervous because she felt something like this, and the doctor told her to go, and she's not like, but she was very, very nervous. She has a tefillah like that to be very nervous. So I said, so, okay, so what happens to you? So if you die, you die. We'll miss you. And I love you. And her mother told her the same thing because she was raised by me. So if you die, you die, and you go back to Hashem's Baruch. And so what do you saw? What's the pachah? What do you think is bad over there? It's harder for us because we're going to miss you. We'll miss you. Make a nice hospital of Ayah. Everything will be becovered. They can go and we'll see what's the big deal? So what if you're not? If that's the Ratzon Hashem, okay, you go. If that's the Ratzon Hashem, you go. So we all talk that language, of course, whatever Hashem wants. But after that sentence, after those words, but at the same time, I had a conversation with people during COVID who were shivering and were not able to do anything. They were paralyzed by. So I had a talk with them about Hashem and about Amun and B'tochen. He said, of course. I know, I learned, of course. But there's always that afterwards. So what do you mean? That's the end of the conversation. Ein od milvado. That's it. Ein od milvado. Ein od milvado. Ein devar acher. No such thing. And to be able to surrender yourself is the hardest thing in the world. It's the hardest thing in the world. You know, you got to jump out the window because there's a fire in the room and you see somebody and say, oh, God, I got you. It's very hard. To have Emunah in Hashem, to know that he has you, and that wherever you fall into His arms, and that includes death. Everybody should be healthy and well till 120, but that includes death. Asma, as neifot anofil, mat anofil. Nimachzikotcha, la'anet anofil. Where are you falling? Who's holding you? Really? So we always finish with, so why are you so afraid? Same thing when it comes to with money, losing this and losing that. Why are you so afraid of this? Why are you so afraid of that? Why are you making in your head, you're living constantly with making plans for your future? Kilo, it's in your hands. But we do that all the time. We make a million plans. Rabbis Machshavos Leivish, Vassas Hashem, he said, it's a nice thing in davening. But really? You make 1,000 things in your head. I'm going to do like this, I'm going to do like that. And if I do like this, I'm going to have like that. And if I have like that, I'm going to be like this. And I'm going to be there, and I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that. A million plans. In the end, it doesn't ever come out like that. And because Hashem is Baruch, does whatever He wants to do, and He knows what's best. But and tell the person, why are you thinking you're making plans for the next 20 years? You don't know for the next 20 minutes. And the person says, of course, I believe in that, I know. But you still have to be, you know, you have to be. And then it goes on to the whole speech about how you have to be realistic, you know, holy, holy. And the Torah is not against being realistic and being rational. The Torah is not in Chas V'Shalom. The Baruch Hu wants us to fear, to run our lives in a way that's v'seichel. But you can tell when it's a time of pachad. You can tell when there's a time. You can tell how does a person look? How look at yourself? How were you during COVID? How are you now that things are so crazy in the world? Crazy in the world. The Nazis are after me. The Nazis are after me. Of course, there's a rational mahalach to think about what and where and what's going on. But whether you're living in a place of pachad, or you believe that you really believe you're in Hashem is Baruch, honest, do you believe that or you don't believe it? This is the test before Mashiach comes. And we have to pass this test. This is the test before Mashiach comes. This is entering into a place of Ein Sof, of not being afraid. Not being afraid. It's nice to have a theme of a dinner, but Lamaisa. Lamaisa, Altira, not to be afraid of anything. You know that that's what the Baal Shem Tov's father told him before he died. Baal Shem Tov was a kid, he was an orphan. And his father told him, Lulufachet Klo, Me'afachat. Don't be afraid of anybody, only the Baal Shem. Nothing. Not to be afraid of anything. And that doesn't only mean not to be afraid of a sickness, or not to be afraid, it means with money things. It means not to be afraid. Not to be afraid of what's going to happen. What's going to be with even in Ruchnius with my kid. If it's going to be with my kid, you do the best you can. And you're not afraid. That's what it means. Lola fachid klal. That's what Rabbi Nachum is talking about. Shli yispachid klal. That's what he really said. The song that you made it sound better, maybe with the music. Lola fachid. And the Torah says Lola yispachid. Nothing can make you afraid. Nothing in the world can make you afraid. Lo yitzpached klal. There's nothing in the world that can make you afraid because you're a yid. And the Baruch Shalom fears the veil. It's not just something to sing songs and to put on your bumper. But to live in such a way of altir, of without year, without any fear. without any fear. And that is something which is not seichel. Because seichel, there are many, many, many things to be afraid of. Seichel, there are all kinds of things to be afraid about. You have these people, the second that they're not feeling well, they start looking it up on the computer. They go onto the Kalim, Kalim Shinim. They go onto the Kalim, and they start to even if you just didn't feel well, it has on there all kinds of, and it describes your symptoms. You say, I have that, and the computer says back, that's you, right? Somebody was telling me they were looking at some kind of thing where it had funny matzavas, all kinds of funny matzavas, you know. So there's some kind of website for funny matzavas. So there was a matzava that said on it. It says on the matzava, "I told you it wasn't a cold." That's the matzava. I told you, because probably this guy's whole life is making his wife crazy. That I'm going to die. And finally, when he was 84 and he had a cold, so he was talking very sick with something, and she said, stop it already, stop it, you're making me crazy. And he said, I told you it wasn't a cold. It's not the cold that's killing you, it's not the cancer that's killing you, it's the pachad, it's the year that's killing us. And therefore you see a person that's low, lane, who's very sick, but he lives in a place of fearlessness. And you have a soldier, like I was talking about yesterday. He's in a crazy, crazy place surrounded by chayas, and he's saying the guy never learned the pasuk chumash Rashi. Well, in Israeli schools, they learned a little chumash, maybe not a Rashi, but he's saying Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Chah. And you're crying in your basement here in New York someplace about this, about that. What's going to be? And this guy is standing over there. It's Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Chah. Am Yisrael Mefached. I think there's a song like that. Lo Mefached. But that can only come from coming into contact with the Or Ein Sof. And how is it possible these soldiers or these chever, they're not even from? Because in that place, you're forced into that corner that's called Ein Sof. Because if not, you're going to lose your mind. Because Seichel can't work over there. So it takes you to a place that's called Adal Yoda. And when you come to that place, it's Purim. And Purim is already... Purim is invincible. Purim is Mechias HaMalek. That's Mechias HaMalek. That's what he's saying. It's the only way to win. Shuhu HaKoach HaYochid SheGover HaKoach HaKli B'Ofen HaSholim. Shara HaKoach is B'Yicholtum Etzgarba Chalakit. The other things that they use, all the psychology and all the different techniques and all the filters, they can help a little bit. A little bit, they could help a little bit. Avla korach hayochid shemizgaber ba'ofen hashorashi v'hasholem l'chol mitzius haklis ha'or ein sof. So you see what's happening? We're now holding by a place where finally, after so many years of trying with seichel and with diplomacy and handling with this little milcham and that little milcham, but finally we've come to a place where the Baruch Shalom is saying to us, finish off the snake, kill the snake, right? In Gaza, finish off the snake. They need to be finished off on the West Bank, and they need to be finished off also in Lebanon, in the north. But the Baruch Shalom is saying, finish the snake, destroy the snake. Amalek is Mechias Amalek. So the whole world is going crazy for a ceasefire. What does it make you so? What do you have? You're telling me that here in America, a person of Seichel doesn't understand that Hamas is bad for the world, not for Jews. They don't. Okay, Jews get killed, mainly, but it's bad for you. They're coming after you. The whole world doesn't understand that the Yishmaeli, that this sickness of the end of time, is destroying the whole world. If it was Seichel, everybody would get together. America and Germany and France, England, and they would tell anybody in Iran, any of you that are still healthy, normal people, go to some of your neighbors and blow the whole place up, the whole Iran, and blow up all these places, just destroy them, finish it. It's a sickness in the world. It's a malik. It's a mechias. To be that there should be mechias a malik, not people that are not people that are innocent. And how do you do that? And since when did you have to? So now the world came up with such a mahalach and fighting a milchama. There was never in the whole history of the world. Only now that the world has a new hamtza'ah that when you fight a war, it's not nice to hurt people. When was there ever in the history when America was in Afghanistan just a couple of years ago? They were blowing up all the. They were blowing them to pieces all over the place. They didn't go knocking on doors and sending text messages. It's time to get out. Only now there was a new hamtzah before Mashiach comes that it's not nice to hurt people in the Muhammad. It's not nice. You don't do that. Only Jews. But why? Because there's a bechina of a malik, and therefore all these things that are not safe. And everybody's saying, how could it be that you're supposed to fight a war without people getting hurt? How are you supposed to fight a war like that? Since when was a war ever fought like that? Besides, you're supposed to. You try, and the Torah certainly is not in favor of innocent people being hurt. But as we spoke about when we were learning the areas of Milchama Rav Kook, B'shas Milchama, people are swept along the Milchama. It's not our fault, it's the fault of the Rishoyim. Sorry. It was like that until now. But everything that's happening, all these things are converging right now. And it's all without seichel. None of it is seichel. None of it is seichel. So the president says, on the one hand, he says, yeah, Hamas are bad guys, and he says to the Jews, you know, you should try to get rid of Hamas. But then the same guy is giving billions of dollars to Iran, no? And Iran is the ones who are paying for Hamas. Is that seichel? So you're paying this guy, you're paying that guy, you know, so I'll give money to Israel for Iron Dome, I'll give money to see if you can finish off Hamas, but don't hurt anybody, but just finish off Hamas, and then giving billions of dollars to Iran. And all the Iranians are sitting there by the nuclear reactors, they're laughing at the idiots in America. And the whole world is meshuggah. And none of it is seichel. It's not seichel. So he says, therefore, zeh oimek hamilcham shenachnu nimtzayim bo. This is the milchama that we're in. That's on the physical front, and this is in the ruchnistic front. It's the same thing. It's not seichel. Anachnu olim tzayim rak madregis hamilchama shel nimtzayis hamilchama el uponim achor. So the Ramchal and Misil Shasharim is saying that there's a war that's being fought in front of you and behind you. So we're talking about, for the last few months, about Shmir Seinayim. So Shmir Seinayim meant, like we were learning at the beginning of the Maimer, that, you know, what you see in front of you, to be careful what you see in front of you, and even the chush that you have a little bit, that it's on the sides, and even a little bit behind you, which was all there was until now. But that's finished. We're not talking about any more panim v'achar. It's not just in front of you or behind you. El anachnu nimtzeim b'milchama har b'yosar mukar, it's climbing into your head, which you were explaining, we're talking a little bit about that. You put on a thing in the virtual reality, and all this stuff. It's har b'yosar mukar, har b'yosar gavar. It's much, much higher than that. The machines are going to be brought to a place that have bigger seichel, where they're going to be able to, they'll have the koach to be able to figure out a way to destroy human beings also, the ones who created them, like in a science fiction movie, like Frankenstein, like, you know, let loose. And you created Frankenstein. And then you have a tiny against Frankenstein. You created him. But that's what's going on. And it sounds now like it's from a movie. But all the things that sound like a movie last year is not a movie anymore. It's Metzias. And this war is very clear to anybody who opens up the eyes of his seichel, and his eyes are clean. His eyes are clean. He doesn't say afterwards, yeah, but his eyes are clean. The last final battle before Mashiach comes is this. Are you going to follow, be drawn after, invest your life into being connected to Or Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem, which is higher than Seichel? And if your decision is not to do that, or you have excuses and reasons why not, then you're going to be sucked in, even though each person thinks it's not going to happen to me. Just like every person when he took his first drink or smoked his first thing, I'm not going to become addicted to anything, not to drinking, not to drugs. I'm not going. Well, the person looked at the first thing, first filthy thing looked at Chas V'Shalom on a movie or a computer. It's not going. I'm not. I'm just a little bit of Yetzer. It's not going to take my life over. There's nobody that ever looked at those things that said, "I want this to destroy my life." There's no one ever took a drink or smoked something or a drug or looked at something and said, I'm hoping this, or gambled. I'm so excited about the possibility of me becoming addicted and ruining my marriage and my children, my life, and spending every penny on. Nobody ever went to gamble like that. No gambler ever started off saying, I hope this ruins my life. I can't wait to be addicted to this. Every single one thinks, I'm just making it's just a l'chaim. And the snake is laughing, is l'chaim, is l'mavis. And he thinks it's a l'chaim. And I'm not saying, you're going to walk out, I think that he said that you can't make a l'chaim. L'chaim. I'm not talking about the way that a healthy, normal person makes a l'chaim. You understand? I am saying you shouldn't gamble at all, that's for sure, and all the other stuff. But when it comes to schnapps, a person makes a l'chaim. But there's a difference between a person who makes a l'chaim and that becomes his life. And the line between one and the other is the same thing when it comes to the computer. I'm just going to look for a minute at something. I just want to see it for a minute. It looks interesting. This looks interesting. I'll look at it for a minute. And how do you stop that? How do you not go into that world? Which you know is a dark world. We all know it's a dark world. How do you not go into it? So again, does that mean, oh, so he's saying that I'm not allowed to use a computer. My whole business depends on a computer. No. About how to fight against the himashchut, being pulled into the darkness and the ugliness and the snake. Shukivyocha metzias shel ein sof. Which kivyocha is a metzias in the world now of ein sof. Of ein sof. Zelu mazel osa lakim. Kan munach oime kamochama. This is the Oymek HaMochama B'dor Didan. Now the way to fight this and how to connect to Ein Sof, we're going to begin B'Yad Hashem next week. But really all of B'Lavavi Svarim, beginning from volume 1.
Next week Purim.
Oh, next week is Purim. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. So next week will actually be L'maisa. And so in 2 weeks B'Yad Hashem will continue. But all the Svarim of B'Lavavi, Chelik Aleph, especially Chelik Beis, this Nakud, it's all a parish of what we're learning, all the Svarim B'Lavavi. To be continued. Yeah.